This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I was so honored recently to, I spoke at a leadership conference at Blue Ridge Community College, which is in the lovely Valley of Virginia, just hop, skip, and a jump over the Blue Ridge, and hit 81, go north, and you take the Weir's Cave exit. It's on Route 11, and I just want to just say thank you publicly to the folks over there who invited me over to speak. Had a wonderful time, a great group, and I want to share with you one thing that really resonated with this particular group, and it's something I talk about when I talk about the leadership, because when I talk about leadership, I talk specifically about the book, one of the books that I wrote, Thomas Jefferson on Leadership. I talk about Jeffersonian leadership. And how Jefferson's vision for a free society was absolutely critically dependent on this idea of leadership, even though Jefferson didn't really ever write a thesis on leadership. He never said, this is leadership, this is what we need, but it's there between the lines. It's sort of this blank space that he wrote around, and it's there in everything he talks about, this idea of personal responsibility that we would each assume some role to play in this common enterprise, and that we each would assume not only a responsibility of self and family, personal responsibility for self and family, but a responsibility for democracy, and that we each participate and nurture and care for this thing, this unbelievable gift that we have been given as inheritors of American freedom that has, since Jefferson, only blossomed. I mean, you look at, you know, let's admit it, the guy owned at one time hundreds of slaves and freed seven. American freedom and liberty has only blossomed since it was, since 1776. And as Jefferson said, his dream was that liberty would become, you know, born here in America, would become like a ball that would roll around the world. And it would be like a fire, like a torch that we pass from one nation to the next as people discover this idea of natural rights and of human liberty. And the critical thing that it would rely on, and the only way it would work, is if we all stepped up and participated. My favorite Jefferson quote is this: come forward then and give us the aid of your talents and the weight of your character towards the new establishment of democracy. Of course, he called it republicanism. They didn't use the word democracy like we use it today. He said republicanism, small r republicanism, which was their word for what we now, how we now refer to democracy. Come forward then, give us the aid of your talents and the weight of your character. It doesn't work without you. Freedom does not exist in a government or in a corporation or in a church. It exists in each one of us individually. And it can only blossom if we come together and work together. But there's a threat to it. The threat, of course, first is that we would shirk our duty, that we would sort of walk away from it. And that we would become more interested perhaps in, you know, Tom Cruise's love life or ACC basketball or Britney Spears' belly button or whatever. The sideshow of life, that we've become so busy. Home to work, home to work, home to work, home to work, TV, 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 home to work, home to work, home to work. We become so obsessed with making money or finding money, paying bills, the tribulations of daily life, that we look away and we stop paying attention to what's happening in city council and the Board of Supervisors and in Richmond and Washington. And we just don't care. And then we're screwed. And then it's over. And Jefferson warned us again and again, you must pay attention. You must participate. It does not work without you. The minute you turn your back on the people that you have elected to represent you and to handle your affairs, then it's over. Forget it. Jefferson said, confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. Let me say that again. Confidence is everywhere. Across space and time, confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. If you have confidence in your elected leaders to the extent to which you stop paying attention, then you will have despotism. Then you will have a loss of liberty and freedom. And don't be surprised when it happens. And Jefferson warned us that it's not going to happen overnight. It will happen in degrees. He said in inches. It will happen in inches. And we will get used to it. And our children will get used to a little less freedom. And their children will get used to a little less freedom than that. And we will fall into that cycle that every society has fallen into in human history. Oppression, rebellion, reformation. Oppression, rebellion, reformation. It was this endless cycle that he and Madison and Monroe and these great students of history who created this country, they knew that societies fell prey to this cycle. And they hoped that they would create here for the first time in human history to carve out this space in what was then the Third World and try this experiment and see if we could actually come up with a way of avoiding that and holding at bay the three great forces that have always crushed every effort at liberty in human history. Three forces that have always been there: private wealth, those who profit from war, and religious fundamentalists. Private wealth, who want to control the government and control power to enrich themselves. War profiteers, people who like standing armies and long wars because they use them to enrich themselves with money and power. And third, religious fundamentalists, who want the policy of the government to reflect their own particular religious texts. And they want the final authority in a society to ultimately be their religious leaders or their religious books and their dogma. And Jefferson said, those three forces will always be at the door, knocking, knocking to get in and own your government and take control. And our duty as American citizens is to stand at the door and let them know they are welcome at the table, but they can't own it. It's not that these groups shouldn't have political influence. They shouldn't have undue political influence. The key is moderation. And that's the only way it's going to work. So that's why, personally, I am so troubled to hear people, whether it's on the radio or television, whether it's right or left, demonize people that they disagree with politically. How juvenile, how inane, and how dangerous this is. When people get on the radio and they literally demonize other people, whether in their community or in their nation, that they disagree with politically. That is so incredibly dangerous. And I recognize that personally, just speaking for me, I recognize that as one of the most profound threats to freedom. Because ultimately, who cares? We are all Americans. We are all Virginians. We are all members of this community. And we have to work together. It is juvenile. It is inane. It is dangerous to demonize those that you disagree with politically. Just because you disagree about politics, for heaven's sakes, give me a break. We're not all going to be on the same page about politics. We're not all going to agree, whether it's local politics or national politics. And the key is that we all have to be at the table working together. It will not work otherwise. That is the only way that we can ensure that we will accept that responsibility that we've been given by those who created this country and leave democracy and liberty stronger for those who come after us. That is our job as Americans, to set an example and leave freedom stronger for those who will come after us.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.